This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, OMG. We'll talk with the author of the New York Times article suggesting that yoga is not for everybody, that got the yogurati in a twist. And have dinner with Rock Hudson's cannoli and Eartha Kitt's chicken wings. A Hollywood gadfly scours thrift stores and eBay for the recipes of celebrities who've passed on. But we begin with stopping the cycle of violence in Chicago.
Ceasefire. We're also at today's memorial service, hoping to stop any thoughts of retaliation for Greg's murder.
Retaliatory killings, gang wars, and a high murder rate are not Chicago's problem alone. But it's there that ceasefire, a public health model based on science and street corner intervention, tracks volatile situations and cools them down. The work is done by violence interrupters, credible, streetwise messengers that are the subject of an acclaimed documentary called The Interrupters, which premieres on PBS's Frontline series tomorrow. That's Valentine's Day. With us to talk about the film is producer and director Steve James, no stranger to urban Chicago. He also directed the 1994 film Hoop Dreams. Steve, so glad to have you with us today.
Great to be here.
And Theo Hardiman is also with us. He's a creator and now director of Ceasefire Illinois. Ceasefire is now operating at 26 sites in the state of Illinois. Theo Hardiman, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here with you.
Steve James, the film is based on New York Times Magazine article by Alex Kotlowitz. He followed a period of intense violence in Chicago, and he also co-produced the film. Now, you track this year of the violence interrupters at work in Chicago. Describe to us what they do.
Well, what they do is that they go out and mediate violent conflicts in the street. And, you know, part of their job is to try to, as Tia would tell you, is stop violence on the front end, meaning prevent violence from even happening by intercepting whispers. I'm just quoting Tio here. And, you know, and then but and then also in situations where maybe a violent act has happened, they try to step in and prevent a retaliation.
Let's hear an example of that from the film. Right outside of Ceasefire's Englewood office, a street corner fight erupts. And we'll hear a little of what happens next.
The cops pulled up and pulled off. Y'all missed that.
The cops pulled up and they left. They're scared. They're scared of the community.
One group of guys said the young man threatened that he had a gun and that he was going to kill him. So he started fighting and ended up getting his teeth knocked out.
Come on.
The block got quiet, and I'm looking down the street, and here comes the sisters of the guy that got his tooth knocked out. They came to defend their brother's honor with a butcher knife.
And that voice we hear there is violence interrupter Amina Matthews. She's one of three main violence interrupters followed in the film. Absolutely fearless, passionate woman stepping into the fray. Tio, tell us what's going on in the heat of that moment. It's referred to in the film as a two-step process. Bring us through that and how you throw a wrench in it.
No, what happened in that particular situation over in Englewood, a young guy got hit in the face with a brick and he lost his two front teeth there. And the interrupters just happened to be in the office. They had a meeting there, and then immediately they stepped outside to try to, you know, calm the situation down. But this young man's sisters had came on the scene, and they one of his sisters had a butcher knife, and they were about to confront the guys that hit their brother in the face with the brick. So the interrupters had to get in the middle and squash the whole event from taking place or escalating. So one thing led to another. Those are the two sides. You know, you have to talk the people down, you know, like, you know, make sure you have them where they can understand what's going on in this situation, because the young ladies that came off the bus, they had their two little daughters with them.
Mm-hmm.
So on behalf of Ceasefire,
we look at violence. Yeah, they're all yelling. All the kids are yelling and everything.
Right. And we look at violence as learned behavior passed down from generation to generation. But Amina stood up along with the support staff, the interrupters and outreach workers, and we were able to mediate that entire conflict, and nobody got shot, because normally someone would have been shot and killed in a situation like that.
Right. There'd be some retaliation. Yeah, Amina tells us that, you know, they came to protect her honor. And she later says that one of the jobs is to find the soft spot, not the weak spot, but the soft spot. What's the distinction there, Tio?
But a soft spot is something that hits home with a person. Like, for example, when we mediate conflicts, I tell guys all the time, think about your grandmother, your mother, your kids. Who's going to take care of your kids if you go to jail for the next 30 years? Who's going to take care of your family? There was one situation where this one guy, his grandmother raised him, but she was on an oxygen machine, and she was, like, near death, and he got into a conflict with somebody, and we had to just keep, you know, that was his soft spot, his grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And we used that to stop this guy from going to shoot somebody before. And on behalf of the ceasefire outreach workers and violence interrupters, in year 2011, in the city of Chicago, we mediated 802 conflicts, and we worked with 1,119 high-risk individuals, like you saw some of the guys in the movie, like Flamo.
Right, Flamo, Flamo,
yeah.
Little
Mikey.
So
that's what we're doing.
It's an amazing bit of work. So much courage, you know, to step into this heated moment. And of course, we see both sides of that, you know, how difficult it is. We see what happens after with the violence interrupters and their hearts palpitating. But Gary Slutkin, he's an epidemiologist. He's also a public health professor, one of the founders of Ceasefire with UTO. Here he is in the film, The Interrupters, talking about an alternative approach to understanding violence.
Violence is like the great infectious diseases of all history. I mean, we used to look at people with plague, leprosy, TB, as bad and evil people. And something needs to be done about them, and they were put in dungeons. What perpetuates violence is invisible today as the microorganisms of the past were. I had been overseas for about 10 years at World Health, working on infectious diseases. Coming back to the U.S., the violence is unavoidable. But I saw it as behavior, not as bad people. You can judge it, but it's not what we do in science.
Dr. Gary Slutkin there in a scene from the documentary The Interrupters, which makes its television premiere on Frontline tomorrow evening. We're talking with producer and director Steve James and Tatio Hardiman, creator and director of Ceasefire. That's a program for tracking and cooling down anger before it turns into violence. Tatio Hardiman, we just heard your colleague there using the disease metaphor to describe violence. Now, is Ceasefire's practice of interrupting violence getting to those invisible seeds or roots or just the symptoms of violence?
No, what's happening, Ceasefire is definitely getting through. That's why I talk about intercepting whispers out here. We've, out of the 1,119 young men and women we work with in the year 2011, a lot of those young people have changed the way that they think about violence, number one, and a lot of them have moved on in their lives. They become productive members of society, and that's what you have to do, work with one person at a time. Because, see, the interrupters actually go out and mediate the conflict. Then they refer the individuals to the outreach workers who spend a lot of time with them on behavioral change. So we're definitely making a difference. We organize peace summits in Chicago. The film has helped us tremendously. So those people, the people that decide to watch The Interrupters tomorrow night on PBS Frontline, they're going to be in for a special treat on Valentine's Day, because we're going to show the world that violence, the cycle of violence, can be interrupted. And I want to thank legendary filmmaker Steve James for actually bringing this to the forefront.
I want to thank Steve James, too. It is an amazing film. And Steve, you spend some of the time looking at those invisibles that Gary Slutkin talks about. Kobe Williams, he's another violence interrupter that you follow. His father was killed with a baseball bat when he was 11. His mother's an addict, survivor of partner abuse, raised mostly by his grandmother, marvelously named Medea. And the same for Amina. What is the role of substance abuse, sexual abuse, domestic abuse as an invisible in creating this cycle of violence?
Well, I think, I think that is a key thing. It's part of what can impact from generation to generation, and at times get passed down from generation to generation. And I think that, you know, what I've discovered over the years from my filmmaking is that the people who are able to break out of that cycle are people who have had someone in their life at some key point who provided a real foundation and an alternative. And in the case of Kobe and Amina, it was grandparents. And I think that Ceasefire plays that role. Mm-hmm. You know, Amina and Kobe and Eddie are playing that role day in and day out, and the other interrupters in the program are playing that role day in and day out for young people today, coming in at an important juncture and saying, there's another way.
Well, Tio, I'm curious about you. I mean, you and Kobe and Amina, you all had fathers you looked up to in some way but were missing for various reasons. Now, for the interrupters that we meet, it means kind of like a wholesale rejection of the example set down by their fathers. Now, how does that shift responsibility, I guess, in a community?
Well, there's a lot of issues in the community. There's those song by Donny Hathaway, "The World is a Ghetto."
I know it.
And there's so much dysfunctionality taking place in some of these inner cities and some of these homes that I grew up without my father, not even knowing who he was. So they kind of hurt me growing up. But at the same time, it made me want to make sure I look out for my kids, and it made me look at the world a little different because I had to become a man at the age of 13.
Mm.
And a lot of these young guys we work with are in the same situation, and it's a problem because they end up being taught by the wrong people in the community that violence is the only option, or you got to hurt somebody or do something slick in order to become a man. And with Kobe, Amina, and Eddie, they got a chance to turn that around by looking into themselves, their internal spirit, and then with Ceasefire taking them to that next level, and then in turn they can help other people because they've walked in their shoes before.
We do hear about these conflicts. Diplomatic teams working in Palestine and Israel or Northern Ireland or the former Yugoslavia, not here. You've got your own style of doing this. But we really do see the effect of the violence. You mentioned Eddie.
Yes.
Eddie Bocanega. Here's a scene. Now, there's an art class that Eddie is teaching. He's a convicted felon, went to jail for murder, now a violence interrupter. Now, he's asking the kids in the class what they'd most like to see the community deal with.
I would want them to help with the shooting because that really bothers me.
Why does it bother you?
Because there was this one time when our neighbors got into a fight, and I don't know what else happened, but somebody started shooting. And
just a heartbreaking scene there from the documentary, The Interrupter. Steve Frank is with us. He's a writer and director. Steve, you just witnessed a, you know, devastated community, terrified parents and kids, far too many street corner shrines marking the spots of where, you know, teenagers or 20-year-olds were killed. A funeral director tells us these kids don't expect to live past 30. And another kid says, if you don't go hard, you know, it's your life. You don't have a chance.
Right.
So you tracked some of them making the shift to working at Wendy's or for Rapid Transit or for other jobs. Now, does it come across to you, looking from the outside, is this shift that's going to stick for these kids?
Well, I tell you, it certainly has for the ones you see in the film. You know, little Mikey, who came home from prison after doing 3 years for an armed robbery that terrorized a barbershop. He came out and, you know, he really worked hard to get a job. Kobe helped him find employment. And then he eventually has now ended up working for Ceasefire as the youngest outreach worker they've ever had. And, I mean, Tio, I think, can tell you how he's doing. But what I hear is he's doing terrific. And then there's, you know, the other guy you see in the film that where you see a real profound shift is Flamo.
Flamo, yeah.
And Flamo, you know, he is presently now living in Minneapolis, working construction. He has left that life, and it was due to the intervention of Kobe, and he got the job in Minneapolis through a friend of Kobe's who's from the South Side, you know, using his network of contacts to help these guys. And but I think the other thing you do see in the film that can be quite sobering is that it's not an easy path, and I think that's exemplified in the story of Capricia, this young woman that Amina takes under her wing. You see that she's still got a ways to go before she's going to sort of climb out of the rut that she's in that has led to, you know, a life of violence.
Well, we're leaving you with the sounds of Solomon Burke, also from the film Don't Give Up on Me. I really want to thank you, Steve James, producer and director of The Interrupters, for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Tio Hardiman, keep up the great work. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Tio Hardiman is creator and now director of Ceasefire Illinois. Ceasefire is now operating in 26 sites in the state of Illinois. The TV premiere of PBS's Frontline series of on Valentine's Day is The Interrupters, the film we were just talking about. There's a link to more on the film, including local listings, the Ceasefire site, and reviews, including one in Slate that called The Interrupters the most necessary film of the year. Stay with us now for a musical genre not honored at the Grammy Awards last night. That's when Word of Mouth continues. Just a moment.
Haven't changed.